Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you got these fucking Jewish voices for peace. You got these college campuses being taken over by these fucking little blowjobs. Go to class, you little fucking dropout. Go to class, you little fucking dropout. You want to drop out. You're trying to avoid, maybe they'll pass you through. Nah, you got finals coming up, you little fuckhead. And why are they all wearing scarves at the protest? Is that like a red wristband? Like a Coachella? Is that a VIP entrance? You wear the scarf, you get VIP access. You get cold waters instead of the room temp waters. Do they all need to wear scarves? Why can't you just wear a baseball hat? You gotta cover your face, you faceless little fucks. Boom! Biggity boom, high-flying, fully disruptive I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming at you right now. Oh yeah, it's so good. It is so good. Just when you think, just when you're feeling overwhelmed by what's going on in the world, Kevin, My Hair Looks So Fucked Up Durant and the Phoenix Suns Big Three bandwagon bullshit team, bye, get swept real nice and real proper. Plus the Knicks and the Knicks fans go into Philadelphia and troll Joel and the Philadelphia 76er fans. And they're trying to cancel me, Michael Rappaport. They're trying to cancel me, Michael Rappaport, once again. But I'm hopped up, I'm hyped up, and I'm happy to be here on today's brand new banging I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles, Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Yes. Start this puppy off with something real loud. Yes. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Liggity, let's fucking go. Woo! 3, 2, 1. Biggity boom! Oh, yeah. I'll do that again. Biggity boom. Oh, yeah. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the inflamed Ashkenazi, so inflamed. A.k.a. the disruptive warrior, so disruptive. A.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo. A.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. I'm Rappaport's Stereo Podcast, in the place to be, 1, 2, 3, in the place to be. I hope everybody's feeling good, hope everybody's feeling safe, hope everybody is feeling super duper sane. My name is Michael Rappaport, and what a wild, wild, wild end of April. We are heading to the end of April, baby. First week of May, end of April is here. It's spring again. Man, I don't even know where to start. I was in Mohegan Sun, Connecticut this weekend. Did some shows out there for the people. Fun shows at the casino out there in Unskenville, Connecticut. And now I am back chilling for a little bit. And I'm going to Wisconsin. I am going to Madison, Wisconsin. I'm performing there this Thursday, May 2nd, Turtle Lake, Wisconsin, at the St. Croix Casino on the 3rd. Madison, Wisconsin, sold out. Turtle Lake, Wisconsin, St. Croix Casino. There are some tickets available. Not exactly sure where Turtle Lake, Wisconsin is, but if you're in the area, come see me live. Then I am going to be in Cincinnati the 17th and the 18th. Cincinnati at the Funny Bone in Cincinnati, the 17th and 18th of May. And then I'll be in Batavia, Illinois, which is right outside. Apparently, it's an hour out of Chicago. Come see me there the 6th, 7th, and the 8th. All tickets for all those shows are available at michaelrappaportcomedy.com. I'm going to talk about some of the shit that's going on with my shows, some of the threats, my stance, my new stance, because it's been a little crazy. And I've talked to you guys on the podcast about it more than I've talked publicly about it. But I'm going to get to that later on the podcast, because I woke up this morning, and you know, if you're listening to the podcast, you know I've been very, very concerned. I've been upset. I've been frustrated. I have been, you know, overwhelmed. I've been scared. I have been all the feelings. I have been the big, big, big crayon box of feelings regarding all things Jewish, all things Israel since October. But waking up after watching, waking up this morning knowing, the Phoenix Suns get that good broomstick treatment. Really, really was a perfect way to start the day. The Phoenix Suns got that good broomstick. I'm talking about that plywood broom, that conventional, classic, 4-0 sweep. Phoenix Suns led by Kevin, your hair's all fucked up, Durant. Devin Booker and Bradley Beal got stuffed real nice and real proper. And it got me going. It got my goose going. It got my fucking gander, the goose, the gander, the duck, the turkey, the whole farm going. I mean, holy shit. I woke up and I was like, what? I had forgotten about everything bad in the world. I forgot about everything concerning in the world. And when I watched it, I was happy, but it came on late. They finished the game late. And actually, before I get into bashing Kevin, your hair looks fucked up, Durant, and his big three bullshit leading the proud Phoenix Suns down the fucking tubes. I have to give a shout out to the Minnesota Timberwolves, who were so impressive in this series. And I said it once, and I apologized. I questioned the Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards, when he was, you know, complaining about All-Star break. Say what you want about the All-Star break. When it's fucking time, this motherfucker has shown up. The Wolves are the dark horse to come out of the West. They have strength. They have length. No Diddy to get by Denver in a series. And Ant-Man is ascending to super-duper stardom right before our very eyes. If you do not watch basketball a lot and you only care about other things that I talk about, you want to see a basketball player who loves to be on the court, who loves to compete, watch Anthony Edwards. Watching him talk shit to Kevin, your hair looks so fucked up, Durant, then backing it up game after game after game was a thing of beauty. He loves to play basketball the way I wish every single NBA star loves to play basketball. Karl Anthony Towns, the big cat, has come back well from that injury on offense and defense. Rudy Gobert is anchoring the team on defense. Mike Conley, who, remember, used to have the worst contract in NBA history. Mike Conley's like a fucking half a billionaire. Good player. Apparently a great guy. He's been great backing this team up, veteran, poised. And I just enjoyed watching them beat the shit out of the Phoenix Suns four games straight. Four fucking games straight. It was beautiful. The worst thing about the series was when the head coach, Chris Finch, got injured. About 1 minute left, and Booker had fouled Conley, who crashed into the head coach. Chris Finch is the head coach, and apparently he has ruptured his patellar tendon in his right knee. So I don't know what that means for coaching in the sideline, but that was fucked up because he couldn't celebrate with his team. Get well, coach. And you are moving on to face the defending champion Denver Nuggets, who did not get to sweep LeBron and the Lakers, but that will be over sooner than later. But we are not talking about sweeping. We're not sweeping past the dumpster fire that is the Phoenix Suns. You did it to yourself, Rich Kleinman. You did it to yourself, Kevin Durant. This ain't NBA 2K. The big three bullshit doesn't work. Look at all the teams left in the playoffs. All of them built their fucking teams up from drafting and from strategic trades that were put together over years. There's no way to fuck yourself into a championship. You can't sell your ass into a championship. You might sell your ass into the playoffs, even into the Eastern Western Conference Finals, maybe even the finals, but there is no cutting the fucking line in the NBA. You have to earn it. Cut the bullshit. They got that new owner in Phoenix and went all the way in. The Suns traded their first round draft picks in 2023, 2025, 2027, 2029, and a 2028 swap to Brooklyn for Durant. Then a few months later, the Suns shipped out several second round picks, 2024, 2025. That entire staff should be fired. They gave away pick after pick after pick to Washington for Bradley Beal. I've always liked Bradley Beal. That team is a fucking mess. And you know what? Oh, yeah. Woo! Oh, yeah. Ha, 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 ha. Woo! Oh, yeah. It was so good. It was so good. And Kevin Durant, you got stuffed. You got stuffed again. And let me tell you something. Listen, there's no taking away from Kevin Durant's individual portfolio. And you know my history with that big, fucked up, goofy, flat-footed, long-toed motherfucker. But Kevin Durant hasn't advanced past the second round since leaving the Golden State Warriors in 2019. He hasn't been past the second round. Lost to the Bucks in seven games in 2021. Got bumped swept real nice. Remember he got swept in 2022? Brooklyn got swept. This ain't the first time he's taken that broom. They got swept by Boston in 2022. And last year, they lost to the Nuggets in 6 games. This year, first round broom treatment. But this ain't the first time this fucking guy has gotten swept. They swept him in Boston with Kyrie. And now they're all throwing everybody under the bus. Durant's talking about this, that, and the third. He didn't gel in with the offense, allegedly. He got his man putting out subliminal. Yo, what are you, a rapper? You Kendrick Lamar? You Drake? Say what you want to say. These guys talk all that shit on podcasts. You get bumped out of the playoffs, and it becomes subliminals. Him and Devin Booker talking about the coach, talking about this, talking about every single thing except for we lost, we got our asses kicked, period. That's the only thing you should say. We lost, we got our asses kicked, period. We're not trying to hear subliminals. We're not trying to hear all this sideways, the coach this, the coach that, the setups this, me and Booker that, none of that shit. You have 3 guys, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, and you got, you got swept. It was gorgeous. It was gorgeous. Phoenix doesn't control any of their draft picks until 2030. They owe the big three $50 million each next season. $50 million each. The only thing they can hope to do is get guys to sign for the veteran minimum to play there. And why the fuck would anybody want to go play there? All they do is throw each other under the bus. Miles Jordan, play Devin Booker after the game.
Hopefully everybody's feeling the same type of hurt. And, you know, it has to be fixed. I have to be better. Kevin has to be better. Brad has to be better. Coach has to be better. If we're the leaders of the team, we can't be out there unprepared.
Fuck are you talking about? Yo, Devin Booker's literally on that Kendrick Lamar, Drake, like these subliminal disses. It's a fucking mess. It's a fucking mess. The Suns were minus 51. Minus 51 when their big three, Devin Booker, Kevin, my hair looks so fucked up, Durant, and Bradley Beal shared the floor this series. That is the worst plus minus for any trio postseason. The Suns beat the Timberwolves in all 3 regular season matchups, but were swept in a best of 7 series for the first time since the 1989 conference finals. You know how old I was in 1989? 19. When I was 19, it hasn't happened since then, that broom treatment. Now what are you going to do? Bradley Beal has a no-trade clause, so he's sticking around. What are you going to do now, Durant? You and your guy, Rich Kleiman, that's the guy you make your decisions with? That bald bitch? Is it time to trade Devin Booker? You had a good thing going. Yeah, just remember, they went to the finals with CP3, Ayton, Bridges, Cam Johnson, and Booker. And they sold the entire farm, the horses, the house, the lawnmowers for Kevin Durant. And now you can't cut the line. You need to have chemistry, assets, respect for each other, respect for coaching, leadership. And the Suns have none of that. They got Jack Bone. That's why they're gone. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby. Needs no introduction. Every week, the 5-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On another note, Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers, you put up that 50-piece the other night, Joel, in Game 3 in Philly, and then the New York Knicks fans came to Philadelphia for Game 4, and they were fucking. Now, I have said on this podcast, and I said on the podcast the other day, I said, yo, me, after seeing the Philadelphia 76er fans in person boo Kobe Bryant during that All-Star game, after watching the videotape in slow motion, in real time, of the Philadelphia 76er fans throwing snowballs at Santa Claus, Philadelphia Eagles fans throwing snowballs at Santa Claus, and just how they boo, scream, yell, I was like, these fans are wild. But apparently, the new generation of fans aren't about that business. They aren't about that life. Now, I'm not talking about fighting. I don't want to see fans fighting. I think that's ridiculous. Terrible tragedies happen, especially when you mob mentality, people drinking. But the fact that Philadelphia 76er fans sold their tickets for Game 4, and they overpriced them, and there was a bunch of New York fans that, and they took over. They took over the arena. They were screaming. They were yelling. They were heckling. John Starks and a bunch of New York fans went to Philly. They beat the shit out of the Philadelphia 76ers, and that series is over, Rover. But I love that Starks, it's so unfortunate that the Knicks haven't made it right with Charles Oakley. Can you imagine getting on the train with Starks and Charles Oakley to go see the Philadelphia 76ers get their asses kicked versus the Knicks? and screaming MVP, MVP. And I mean, there was a mob of them at Miles Jordan. Play the clip of them after the game saying fuck Embiid or Joel sucks or whatever they were playing. Play that clip. This is a new generation. This is a new generation of Sixer fans. This is a new generation of New York Knicks fans. Because they weren't scared. They were intimidated. They took the fucking place over without incident. Without incident. And Jalen Brunson bust your ass, Joel Embiid. You're on some WWE shit. You're going after people's feet. Going after Mitchell Robinson's knees. You're cheap-shotting people. And this entire discussion of Joel Embiid is better than the Joker. Joel Embiid, you need to start figuring out if Joel Embiid is coming back to Philly. Yo, listen, don't have the discussion of Joel Embiid being better than Nikola Jokic. It's not even a conversation. It never was a conversation, but it's really not a conversation. He's not even in the same, as far as what he's done with his career, his playoffs, you can't have, it's not the same conversation. And I know he gets injured, and I know he's big, and he's freakily sized, and he's 300 pounds, and he's 7'1". And I met Joel Embiid, when motherfucker's crazy tall. But none of that matters. And Joel Embiid, don't worry about the Knicks fans. Don't worry about the Knicks fans coming to Philadelphia, and taking over. Worry about your weight. I don't know if you're on cupcakes. I don't know if you're on too much beans and rice. I don't know what you're on, but you look tired. You look like you're out of breath. And you just, for one reason or another, you always run out of steam when your team needs you the most. And I like you. I fucking like you. But this shit is over. What else is going on? I talked about the Jinx. Yo. The Jinx season 2 on HBO about that fucking whack job Robert Durst is so nuts and consistently nuttier and nuttier episode after episode. If you want a great murder doc to watch, absolutely watch The Jinx Part 2. If you've never seen The Jinx Part 1, start with that, obviously, and it's a must. There is no, do you have to watch Part 1 to watch Part 2. Yes, you must watch Part 1 to watch Part 2, but it's well worth it. If you don't have an HBO subscription, get it for a month, because the shit is, it's, trust me, it's worth it. If you can afford it, it is worth it. I think it's on other platforms as well, but I am having a ball watching The Jinx Part 2, which we discussed in very funny detail last week on Rappaport's Reality. I hope you guys are listening to Rappaport's Reality. It's not just about reality TV shows. It's me and my wife. We talk about reality TV shows, talk about ourselves, talk about, pop culture, talk about just shit talking, but it's different. It's a different vibe. It's a lighter vibe. It's not a disruptive vibe, but if it's me, there's always going to be a little disruption. You should absolutely check out an episode. Check out the next episode of Rappaport's Reality, which will be dropping tomorrow. And all episodes are available on all streaming platforms. I'm very proud of it. It's fun. And you know, it's funny. I say this all the time. Podcast, you think you're going to do one thing and it will morph. It'll grow. It's like a plant. You think the leaves might be green. Some of them might, you might go, wow, this plant has like a tinge of red in the leaves. You don't know. You don't know. It's a plant. It's a tree. And it's a good podcast. It's a fun podcast, and it's getting better and better and better. Rappaport's Reality. So I talked on the show, the podcast, the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast before about what was going on in Portland and the protest at my shows in Portland and the snowstorm and the ba 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 ba. And I'm gonna be honest, you know, I was hoping this would go away. I was hoping this didn't become a part of my thing. I like to be in control of the disruption. I like to be in control of all the chaos that is in my life. And I was hoping it wasn't going to be a thing, but it is a thing. And the only way to fight and to push back on bullies is to bully the bullies and to fuck them where they live. So my show's in Portland. I had that one show that was protested, and then I had my shows in Royal Oak, Michigan. And I'm going to be honest, without giving away too much or getting myself in trouble, those shows that were originally scheduled, I think I talked about this, in Michigan, the club, which shall remain nameless, they got phone calls, they got threats, and of course, Dearborn, Michigan has the largest population of Muslims in the United States. I believe it's close to 100,000. And there was a protest nearby this comedy club that I was going to do shows in. I don't even remember when the fuck it was. It was sometime earlier this year. And the club was like all freaked out. And they called my agent like, we're canceling the show. And the agent was like, all right, well, why don't we just, you know, cancel it together? And they're like, we already canceled. I'm like, you dumb fucks. Anyway, that happened. And then my shows last weekend in Michigan, those weren't canceled for any protest stuff. That was just scheduling a thing. But just to be up to speed and where we're at. So I have this show coming up this weekend in Madison, Wisconsin. And the show's already sold out. It's at Comedy On State, Madison, Wisconsin. Comedy On State, Madison, Wisconsin. Shows are already sold out. If you're listening to the podcast, you're in Madison, Wisconsin, and you can't make it to this show, I don't know what the fuck to tell you. I'm pulling, moving, doing the best I can, you know, to do the best I can with as many people as I possibly can and to be as supportive and combative on all this fucking bullshit. But this group who's called Jewish Voices for Peace, they're all over the place. The Jewish Voices for Peace of Madison, Wisconsin posted something the other day talking about no profits for racists, cancel Michael Rappaport shows. And I'm like, fuck you. And then they put this whole thing out about how they're emailing the club, and Michael Rappaport is this, that, and the third, and he has blatantly denied the ongoing genocide and made horrible conflations of anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism. Yo, and then they went on to say that Palestinians in Gaza are experiencing this, that, and the third. And I'm going to say it once, I've said it again, the innocent civilians of Gaza, God bless them, okay? God bless them. They are either too scared to say something about Hamas or in Hamas, for one reason or another. Nonetheless, their agenda is to kill Jews. But this, I'm not even going to go deep into that shit. I'm not even going to go deep into that. I suggest you guys listen again to the podcast I had on with the great Enat Wilf, the great Enat Wilf, or listen to Dan Senor, or you could listen to any other pro-Palestinian shit you want. I personally don't give a fuck. I've studied this shit, and of course, Israel is a flawed country. America's a flawed country. New York is a flawed city. So is Chicago, L.A., Florida. Every fucking place, every fucking state, every country around the world is flawed, and Israel is also flawed. No place, no country, no state, no city, no county is perfect. But there is the sole agenda from the quote-unquote Palestinian people for the last 75 years is to eradicate Israel and eradicate all the Jews of Israel. Get the fuck out of here. And until somebody else can prove, there is no proving. That's just a fact. You could look it up and you could say, well, Israel's done this. And, you know, they were too aggressive here, too aggressive there. If motherfuckers were coming after you for 75 years straight and the only thing they focused on, thought about, dreamed about, hoped for, was taking over Israel, you'd make mistakes too. Fuck these motherfuckers, man. Fuck Hamas, fuck Arafat, fuck the fake quote-unquote innocent civilians that are in Hamas but don't say they're in Hamas. Fuck them. Fuck them. But this ain't about that specifically. This is about trying to boycott, trying to cancel me, trying to cancel anybody because you don't agree with my beliefs. And they're saying, like, you shouldn't profit. You shouldn't make a living. Get the fuck out of here. I shouldn't profit. I shouldn't make a living because you don't agree with me. Somebody doesn't agree with you. I have done nothing wrong. Jewish people supporting Israel, non-Jewish people supporting Israel, Zionists have done nothing wrong. And I refuse to take any fucking backward steps. There will be no cancellation of shows. I don't care if two people show up. I don't care if it's sold out. I don't care what the fuck I'm dealing with. This is not about me. This is not even just about Israel and being Jewish. This is about what's right. This is about setting a precedent. This is about bullying the bullies. You cancel one show, you give them something else. After they get the show, they want to do this to you. After they do that to you, they want to do another thing to you. Fuck all that. And that's what the fuck Hamas and these radical jihadists want to do. They want to take over Israel, then they want to take over Australia, then they want to take over London, they want to take over France. It ain't just the Jews, it ain't just the Jews, it ain't just Israel. Catholics, atheists, Muslims, if you're not radical jihadist Muslim, they will not stop until you are gone. They will not stop until you are gone. And if these motherfuckers in Gaza spent half the energy, half their time thinking about anything other than the death and destruction of Israel, think how much positive, think how successful and lucrative that place would be. Beautiful beach fronts. But they can't do it. They can't do it and they won't do it. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby. Needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I can tell you one thing, this Jewish voice for peace, I don't even know how many of these people are Jewish. This Jewish voice for peace, the show's going on in Madison, Wisconsin. The show's going on in Turtle Dick, Wisconsin at the St. Croix Casino. All the shows are going on. All the shows are going on wherever the fuck I say, wherever the fuck I'm at. I'm not backing down. I'm not no college fucking president who's scared of these people. I'm not kowtowing to these people. There's two sides to every story. Tell your side. Tell your side. There's a film festival that I have a relationship with. They're trying to screen this one film about the Nova Music Festival of October 7th. And some of the people from the film festival are like, well, they have to show both sides. Well, where's the film? I can tell you where the film is from October 7th on the other side. I saw it, the 48 minutes. I saw that 48-minute footage. We've talked about it on the I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast. It's gruesome. It's disgusting. It's horrific. There's no way you could sit in front of that footage for 48 minutes and not be haunted. I still think about it. It's haunting what I saw. It's disgusting what I saw. They need to tell both sides. The only fucking side they have, the majority is to overthrow Israel from the river to the sea, from the north, south, east, west. That's the only fucking thing these people think about. Now you got these fucking Jewish Voices for Peace. You got these college campuses being taken over by these fucking little blowjobs. Go to class, you little fucking dropout. Go to class, you little fucking dropout. You want to drop out. You're trying to avoid, maybe they'll pass you through. Nah, you got finals coming up, you little fuckhead. And why are they all wearing scarves at the protest? Is that like a red wristband? Like a Coachella? Is that a VIP entrance? You wear the scarf, you get VIP access. You get cold waters instead of the room temp waters. Do they all need to wear scarves? Why can't you just wear a baseball hat? You got to cover your face, you faceless little fucks. You faceless little fucks. I ain't wearing a scarf. I ain't wearing a mask. I'm doing my shows. When I'm on camera, I'm on camera. When I'm podcasting, it is me. Bully the fucking bullies. Just like Jalen Bully Ball Brunson. Fuck out of here. The show must go on. And the Michael Rapaport show will continue to go on. The Michael Rapaport tour will continue to go on. Got these fucking clowns complaining that I'm in the show Fallout. Why'd you put this Zionist in Fallout? Because I'm Michael Rapaport, bitch. Why is this Zionist in Life and Beth? Because I'm Michael Rapaport, motherfucker. What you? I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not convicted of shit. Cancel people because you don't agree with me. Do the knowledge. Learn something. Fuck out of here with that bullshit. And I hope you guys understand what I'm saying. It's a precedent. They want to cancel somebody's show because they don't like... Let me read this shit. Michael's also called for the shutting down of the United Nations Relief and Work Agency. Everybody should call for the shut... Who gives a fuck what I'm calling for? Who gives a fuck if I'm saying the world is flat? Who gives a fuck what I am calling for? You want to shut down my shows? The fuck out of here. Bully the bullies. Anyway, I'm done. But Miles Jordan, cue in the music now. Take me out of here now. You hear it. Take me out of here with something real nice. Take me out of here with something real loud. I am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Miles Jordan, turn up the volume on something real funky. I am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. I'm out.
Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.